Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah. We go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We're sneaking him in because we didn't play the Miami fight song. It's Chris Rose from the NFL Network and the Rose Rotation. Hello, Chris.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hola.
Those years have in common the Guardians slash Indians doing what, Chris? 66, 99, 2024? That's right.
Off to their best start.
Yes.
Best, what is it,
23
game start?
Yes.
Yeah.
There we go. What's that get us? Nothing but some optimism right now. But, boy, they're playing really nice baseball, Chris. What stood out to you the most about their start?
Their bullpen has been exceptional, which, every year, bullpens can be a little rickety, particularly when you lose one of your prime setup men during spring training and you don't know who's going to do what. I mean, Hunter Gaddis has been untouchable, and, that's been a tremendous find. Cade Smith's been really, really solid. Heron's done an exceptional job from the left side, particularly while we're down Sam Hentges. So that has been really, really good. The defense has been great. That's a big deal. And, they're just going to have to get a lot of stuff out of dudes that I don't think they anticipated getting big performances from if they're going to continue to – they're not going to do this well, guys. They're not going to play 700 baseball. That's not what it is. And I don't like listening to the whole schedule thing because y'all play the same schedule. Everybody plays everybody, so that stuff doesn't matter. And, oh, by the way, the Oakland A's are a 500 team when they don't play us, so they are winning games against teams not known the Cleveland Guardians. But, starting this weekend in Atlanta, I'm excited about that weekend because I think the Braves are the best team in baseball, and I think we'll kind of get a really good look at kind of where we stand through a month.
Where do you think we're going to stand against Atlanta? I'm curious. I everything you've said, I've thought about. What do you think this series against the Braves? I kind of don't want to look ahead to where we are right now, but I think you're 100% right. You're going to play the Braves. They're 16-6. What do you think we're going to see there? Is it going to feel like a mirror image of the Yankees series, and if they walk
out
of
it, better than the Yankees. They're way better than the Yankees. First of all, their lineup is insane. It's the best lineup in the sport. And there's no – I mean, when Travis d'Arnaud has five homers in an eight at bat run, and you don't even think of him. You know, their number one catcher, Sean Murphy, is hurt, right? Mm-hmm. So Darno's just like this great extra piece that they've had for several years now. And then he's hammering homers at a higher rate than Acuna and Austin Riley and Matt Olson and all those wicked guys. So let's see here. The matchups, Logan Allen against Chris Sale, our old buddy Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. Then we've got Tanner Bibee against Charlie Morton. That could be fun. And then Sunday, we get Ben Lively against Bryce Elder. That's good. We don't have to deal with Max Fried, although Elder made his first start of the year the other night and pitched
really
six and two-thirds scoreless.
Yeah, really so, good.
Yeah, I mean, this is great. Bring it on. Let's see where we are. You know, I mean, I would like to win a game. Two would be amazing. And whatever happened, you know, like I said, they're the gold standard of the sport right now. So I'm just excited to see it.
Ben Lively gets signed to the team, steps in, does a nice job.
Well
great done.
Job.
And it just seems, Chris, that for whatever reason, obviously good people, that you know what you're looking for, they're able to identify guys that they think they can help. And Lively, so far, so good. The pitching instruction in this organization, the pitching eyes in this organization, obviously do things better than a lot of other teams. What do you think it is?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea what it is, right? I mean, we all thought of once Ruben Neyvala left and Matt Blake left that it would fall to pieces, and it hasn't. So I do think there's a great story to be told. I'm not sure you'd have to dig deep because for people that are our age, you know, in the 90s, all we could do is just get hitter after hitter after hitter, and we couldn't find the pitching to match in order to bring the title home. And now it's like we're one of the factories. It's us in Tampa Bay, pretty much, that can take any sort of arms, no matter what they've been through in their career, whether they're somebody who's getting drafted in this organization and developed, or whether they're a reclamation project. None of that stuff matters. They will get right. And it's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome to see. I mean, I love seeing a guy like Ben Lively who throws primarily like 91, maybe can jump up to 93 when he really needs to get it going, to hump up, and get guys out, because that's not what the sport has been lately. So good for him that he's getting a shot, and he's put together two amazing starts, albeit against an undermanned Red Sox lineup.
All right, let's flip gears to the NFL here with the draft coming up tomorrow night. Where is Chris Rose? Where does the agenda take you for draft night?
Well, I'll be doing the pregame show on NFL Network. So from 4 to 7 Cleveland time, I'll be doing the pregame with David Carr. A lot of quarterbacks to evaluate. Steve Smith Sr., ton of receivers to evaluate. Yeah. And former Stanford head coach David Shaw, who's been doing this coverage, it feels like, for the last 10 years with us. And has either recruited or recruited against a lot of the guys who are going to be drafted. We've got a really, really good group of guys. We've got reports coming from Detroit and all over the country and Chicago and Washington and New England and places where there could be pressure points, Arizona, where this draft could turn. So I'm super, even though the Browns don't have a pick until 54, just as a football fan, I'm really excited because there are a ton of quarterbacks that are going to be taken in the first half of the draft, in my opinion, and a ton of quarterback needy teams, including outside of the top three, who probably have to maneuver in order to get the guy they want.
Chris, I was just going to ask you that. All the mock drafts, all the talk you see is that there's going to be serious movement to get these quarterbacks. And J.J. McCarthy is the first guy that everybody thinks you're going to be moving for. There's also some talk about moving for Michael Penix, maybe even for Bo Nix. Do you think those guys, do you think teams, especially McCarthy, will have to make a big, big move to go get a guy? And do you think they will? Or might a guy like McCarthy slide down that draft board a little bit and a quarterback needy team, maybe Minnesota, maybe Denver, can get him without having to make a move?
I think the furthest McCarthy slides is 8, and that's the way furthest. I mean, I really don't see him getting past the Chargers at 5. because I think somebody will come up. Now, the question is, if the top three, the reported top three, and we don't know how everybody values. I mean, somebody, Washington or New England, might value J.J. McCarthy higher than they do Drake May or Jaden Daniels. We just don't know, right? The only thing we know is that Caleb Williams is going one, and then after that, who the heck knows? And that's what makes it fun here. But somebody in that 11, 12, 13 group, because they all have extremely unsettled quarterback situations, right? It's Sam Darnold in Minnesota on a one-year deal. It's Jared Stidham and Zach Wilson
in Denver.
And Ben DiNucci in the Denver Broncos quarterback's room. And there's not much there in Las Vegas these days, right? So they all have unsettled quarterback futures. Now, if you look at those guys and you study Bo Nix and Michael Penix and J.J. McCarthy and say, "Nah, we'll check and we'll go grab the next Uber next year," that's fine. Man, oh man, I think that is real risky. I mean, you think Sean Payton wanted to come back into the NFL and have one miserable year with Russell Wilson and then go into battle with Jared Stidham or Zach Wilson as your dude? Like, I can't imagine that was the way he saw this playing out.
Chris, there's no way that Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May don't go 1-2-3, is there?
Yeah, there's a way.
You think so? Okay.
Yeah, I do. I don't know how highly J.J. McCarthy is being valued in some of these rooms. None of us know. So for us to sit here and say, well, they didn't ask him to do anything at Michigan, right? He had to make two throws a game. That's not what you're doing. You're evaluating how good a quarterback you'll be at the next level. We have seen a ton of guys put up great college careers, and they get to the NFL and they're a mess because either they can't process or they can't make certain throws. The sports are the same, meaning we still play with a football and it still spirals through the air, but there can be a massive difference between college and the NFL and how the game is played.
Chris, let me rephrase the question. Do you think there's any way that quarterbacks don't go 1-2-3?
No, that I did. Yes.
Okay.
That I agree with you. I agree. I think for the fourth time ever, and by the way, it wouldn't shock me if for the first time ever we see 1-2-3-4. As long as Arizona doesn't fall beyond like 6, where the Giants sit, and they can get their hands on either Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison Jr., I think that they'd be okay with that.
All right, so that's my next question. The first player gone after the quarterbacks, is it Marvin Harrison Jr., or will it be another wide receiver?
I mean, it could be Malik Nabers. There's a lot of teams you hear that really, really love his ability to get downfield. You know, listen, LSU and Ohio State have produced the best, bar none, the best crop of receivers over the last 10 years in the league. And so it's just a question of what you like most. You know, I mean, we're going to have a discussion on our pregame show tomorrow with Steve Smith Sr., who obviously studies all these wide receivers. He said he studied the top 50 wide receivers out there. And we're going to ask him point blank, is it 100% certain that Marvin Harrison Jr. is the first receiver off the board? So I can't wait to see what he says. He won't tell us his answer till we're on air, which I love.
If you're Andrew Berry,
mm-hmm.
you're getting creative here? If there's any creativity, and I'll say creativity moving up, what would it be for? And I can't imagine moving into the first round. Andy and I talked about that earlier. We don't expect that. If you try to move up in the second, what would it be for, Chris?
Well, it would be for if there's a run at a certain position. Okay. That's usually what forces teams to move up in the second round, in my opinion. Unless there's like a quarterback there, something like that. Let's play this game. First of all, it's 48 players we're focused on because the Browns aren't drafting a quarterback, and we know that 6 quarterbacks are going to go before the Browns draft at 54, right? So now we're focused on 48 players if you're the Browns. There's going to be a run on offensive tackles, and there is a possibility that the Browns could do that, if not at 54, certainly in the third round. If not, once again, if not for this year, after this year where they could move on from both of their starting tackles. They need to get younger on the defensive line. There's going to be defensive tackles that go. There's probably two in the first round who go. You know, Byron Murphy out of Texas is a freak athlete. Johnny Newton out of Illinois is exceptional as well. And then there's going to be a run on certain guys, whether it's, you know, does Mason Smith, this behemoth out of LSU, make it to us? Does Braden Fisk out of Florida State, does he make it to us? That's what I would like to see us do. And by the way, if a receiver is available there, if a Troy Franklin is somehow there, if I can't imagine that Keenan Coleman is going to be there. But if those guys are available or they're close and Andrew Berry wants to pull the trigger, yeah, go for it. Go for it.
Chris, with this draft, this will be the first one that we kind of see the impact of NIL, especially in the later rounds. I'm just curious your thoughts on that and the NIL impact on this draft.
Well, it's to me, it's not as much the NIL as the last COVID year. The sixth and seventh round, I think you're just going to see an ungodly number of trades because from what we hear, the board kind of runs out in the fifth round, meaning that teams just don't like what's available there in the last two rounds of the draft because guys have added a COVID year to their career. And so they are sticking around. They are getting some, you know, in some cases, decent NIL money to make it so that, hey, I can improve my draft stock if I sit around another year. And I can make whatever I'm making this year, and that'll be a nice little, you know, stash of money that I could have on top of it. And so my guess is that next year's draft will be loaded. That's now it could play out different, right? Guys don't improve, they don't get better, whatever. But that's the feeling that a lot of guys, a lot of evaluators I talk to feel.
Chris Rose is joining us. You'll see Chris working on the NFL Network as the draft gets rolling tomorrow, and it's going to be a fascinating draft. I think it's really interesting, Chris. And I just, to me, the most fun part of a draft is just to watch the maneuverability of teams. Who trades up? Who trades back? And yep. you brought up Denver earlier. When they picked up Zach Wilson and got a seventh and gave up a sixth, it just... And I know Zach wasn't good in New York. He was a really highly thought of prospect after one really good year at BYU. But it's interesting that teams draft some of these guys so highly. And we had Mike Florio on the show the other day, and he thought it's interesting how quickly they pull the plug on some of these guys. It's weird because all of a sudden you have a guy in Wilson who, all right, does Denver try to salvage him or do they make the big move and try and get a quarterback now? And it's weird to me that teams pull the plug so quickly, but also, all right, are you going to try and salvage him or are you going to just like bring him in and still try and go get a quarterback? It's obviously the most fascinating position and strange things happen there. What would you do if you're Denver? Are you going to try and go get a guy or do you think you can actually salvage a guy like Zach Wilson?
Well, Sean Payton likes to look for a certain kind of quarterback, right? I mean, listen, in my opinion, Zach Wilson doesn't see the field. Does it help that he's had multiple offensive coordinators and systems? No, it does not help. It does not help any sort of young quarterback. You can go ask Justin Fields about that. I would be significantly more surprised than not if Zach Wilson ever makes it as a viable starter in this league. I just don't see that happening. They must have some sort of game plan for quarterback. Like I said, do you really think that Sean Payton wants to waste 2 years of his career as a coach just trying to wait until he gets the perfect guy? I don't see that happening. So does he like Bo Nix enough, a guy who nearly 30% of his completions last year came at or behind the line of scrimmage? Does he want to try and mortgage a future, which the Broncos really don't have because of the Russell Wilson trade? Remember, they don't have a second rounder this year. That's a valuable pick. They don't have that. So our team's just going to be willing to stockpile first rounders for him to move up into the top five because that's a monumental leap. Plus, you have to pay a premium price when teams know you're selecting a quarterback, right? You're not moving into the top five for a tackle because we can just get another one at 12 if you want to stick and do that. But You know, and your other part of the question is, am I surprised that teams are moving off of quarterbacks? No.
Very quickly.
Not at all. It's never been easier because financially, but, you know, prior to 2011, which I think was the first year that we kind of slotted guys into the price range, you know, you had to pay a $45 million bonus just to sign the number one overall pick. You know, you couldn't get off of Sam Bradford's contract, even if you didn't like him after 2 years. You just couldn't do it. Well, now in 2021, we had four quarterbacks taken in the first half of the draft. Five quarterbacks taken in the first half of the draft. Four of them, before their fourth year even starts, are on new teams. That would never have happened back in the day. You were just going to take too much of a financial hit.
Yeah.
Now teams are like, yeah, we'll just get creative and it's not that big of a financial burden for us. So if we don't like them, we got to move.
Have fun tomorrow night. We'll look forward to your coverage on the NFL Network. Thanks,
buddy. We're watching, Chris. We're watching.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Chris Rose, the Rose Rotation, and, of course, the NFL Network. He'll be doing all of the pre-draft stuff tomorrow night on the NFL Network. Look for that. After 23 games, your Indians/Guardians had a record of 17-6. Andy, best starts in franchise history after 23 games. How about that?
I just want to applaud the 13,543 that may have gone to the game last night.
May have?
Well, that's the attendance number they have for last night.
Yeah. It was nasty.
It was just nasty to be outside. You were outside.
It's creative accounting, by the way.
Well, so you
get a lot of that'll get you thrown in jail for fraud.
I guess no. It just tells you the seats are paid for. So,
man, I wasn't there. I was watching on television. Oh my God, did that just look?
It was cool. It was nasty outside. The whole day was nasty. I was at a track meet yesterday afternoon,
and yet they did a great job.
It was gross. You were at a track meet yesterday too, yeah.
The team has been wildly entertaining. We're going to get into that in a second, but
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
First, let's keep this going.
Yahoo!
Baskin and Phelps are heading down to the farm.
And why? Because somebody in particular, Andy, is hotter than blazes over the last five games.
That would be
Kyle Manzardo.
So he had three home runs over the weekend. What's he done this week?
He's in AAA. He has four home runs in his last three games down in Columbus. Over his last four games, he has eight hits in 15 at-bats. And in four games, he's raised his average from 241 to 304. So Kyle Manzardo, the man you picked up from the Tampa Bay Rays in the Aaron Civale deal last year, even up,
mm-hmm.
who everybody's thought, okay, when's he coming up? When's he getting here? He's on fire right now. Raised his average from 241 to 304 over the last four games, four homers in the last three games. And guess what? They don't need him right now. That's what this start has done.
Mm-hmm.
It's calmed down all the talk about Chase DeLauder, about Kyle Manzardo, about Where's the extra pitching depth in AAA that you usually have that you can bring up starter-wise? Although, Ben Lively's done it. You don't need these guys right now. And that's fascinating to me.
Has he been playing first every game? Have they moved him off first base, Dan?
I think he's just playing first base.
Yeah.
And he doesn't play outfield.
Oh, let's get him a new glove. Let's get this kid a glove. Come on. You think that's the first time they've changed someone from first base to another position?
That's one of the best lines you've ever had.
Well, I mean, if the kid can hit, let's get him here. Let's
get him a new glove. You ready?
Yeah.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm sorry. It's not like every outfielder in Major League Baseball is Stephen Kwan-esque. Right? They're not all Miles Straw in center field.
Miles Straw isn't Miles Straw in center field.
There are guys out there playing some outfield spots who can catch a fly ball. If Kyle Manzardo can catch a fly ball, can we please put him in the out? Yeah, I agree with you. Because
May 1st is right. Isn't that that's a difference maker in your contract, or at least it was. Dan, am I talking
Andy,
language or no?
You don't.
Nope.
Do you really have to bring him up right now?
Why wouldn't you?
Well, because it's working really well. I mean, it really is.
If he can't judge a fly ball.
We don't know that.
Last time I checked, first baseman can catch pop-ups. Just saying.
If he has a hard time judging a fly ball, which we don't know. Then it looks less blatant when you do things like that. Like leave him down. And then on May 15th, 18th, 23rd, decide to bring him up. It then looks far less like, oh yes, we're worried about service time.
And Andy?
Yes.
They haven't needed him. Go figure. They haven't needed him. By the way, in the college and minor league career of Kyle Manzardo, how many games has he played in the outfield? Go Bluto on me.
That's good, Sam. We're on Blutarsky.
0.46.
0.00.
Well,
first base.
Here's another one for
period.
You. Here's another one for you.
Period.
Could we just take Josh Naylor, put him in the outfield, put Manzardo at first?
After Naylor's injury in the outfield and the way he's swinging the bat, don't you want to protect him?
Yes. I also want to put the most potent lineup together, too.
Could you just make Josh a DH?
Yeah.
And could you just swap Kyle Manzardo and Josh Naylor between DH and first base?
Yeah, all
would
right.
Would you be okay
you
with that?
Jeff?
Dana, would you be okay
Bravo.
With that?
Baseball logistics.
Is Josh too young to make him mainly a DH right now? Is he good enough at first base? And I think he does a nice job there, that you want him playing first base.
Hey, he's good. I mean,
I don't think he's phenomenal. I don't think he's Mike Hargrove good. Mike was good at first base.
I mean, name
but
the,
I think he's
name
good
your
enough.
Gold glove first baseman.
Well, yeah, there you go.
It's kind of it's a nice thing to have. It's good to have somebody who could pick it. It's good to have somebody who could save your infield a little bit, but
he's no Casey Kochman.
Fine gets the job done at first base.
Darren Erstad?
C+ gets degrees at first place.
Exactly. And that's why
Keith Hernandez, I didn't realize he won 11 gold gloves.
Oh, Keith was good.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot. Except for when he was here, right?
I mean, Eric Hosmer did such a wonderful job at first base winning gold gloves that he's currently playing for
a Korean team.
Who are you talking about?
Eric Hosmer.
Oh, Eric Hosmer.
So you could conceivably, you know, swap those two guys. No?
Yeah, I'm down with it. I'm down with everything you're saying.
Okay. All right. Possibility, nonetheless, possibility. All I know is that they've had a terrific start, and because of that, you don't really look down on the farm very much and see exactly who's hot and who's not, but Kyle Manzardo is hot right now, folks. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.